From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Remember the movie The Player? It was a darkly satirical take on Hollywood. Well, The Player was a book first, written by Michael Tolkien, and now he's written a sequel. Book critic Véronique de Turenne has this review.
It's been 18 years since Griffin Mill got away with murder in The Player, Michael Tolkien's dark fable of Hollywood. Griffin's 52 now. He's broke, impotent, and, insult to injury, allergic to Viagra. He's got three troubled kids, an ex-wife he has the hots for, and a new wife who wants a divorce. Griffin knows Hollywood's dying, but that's not what's got him down. He's got apocalypse on his mind. An Edith Wharton epigraph that Americans want a tragedy with a happy ending tells us where we're headed. But unlike The Player, a book about behavior, The Return of the Player is a book about belief. Instead of Hollywood, so 20th century, the sequel is firmly rooted in millennial angst. Griffin wasn't afraid that the world was coming to an end, Tolkien writes. No, he was in a panic because he knew the world was already 10 years dead and the future was just necrosis. What's a player to do? Ditch the Hollywood chump change and seek salvation in what Tolkien calls savage wealth. You don't know what a few extra decimal places taste like, a billionaire says halfway through the book. There are wines, Griffin. My God, you don't know what they do for you, from vineyards that stopped selling to the public about 40 popes ago. Griffin just needs a few hundred million, enough for a private island to hide from the coming Armageddon. He woos Phil Ginsberg, a media mogul who's unhappy with his paltry $750 million. Griffin promises, for a fee, to come up with a big idea that'll vault them both into the financial stratosphere. The Return of the Player is a clever sleight of hand by Tolkien. While we're busy gasping and gagging at toxic wealth, he's serving up meditations on truth and faith and love, honor and God and guilt. Griffin, a sociopath in The Player, turns into a damaged hero in the sequel. Yes, there's another murder in this book, and Griffin has a hand in it, but, as unlikely as it seems, he's on a path to redemption. How else to make sense of a sequence set at a fantastically lurid bar mitzvah during which Griffin has a religious epiphany? Tolkien writes it straight, no irony. He and Griffin seem to have found God. But they haven't lost their sense of humor. Bill Clinton appears out of nowhere, a spiritual guide for Tolkien's soft focus, swell the music, American dream of an ending. It'll make a lot of guys happy. It'll make a lot of women really mad. And if Griffin's wrong and Hollywood isn't dead, somewhere a producer is telling his assistant to hurry up. Get Tolkien's agent on the phone.
The book is Michael Tolkien's The Return of the Player. Our reviewer is Los Angeles writer Véronique de Turenne.